Blog Talk Radio.
Difficulties with my last show, so I apologize if you called in and you got disconnected. We're doing a show today about numerology, and I have Kathleen Lamoureux. I'm going to get her on the line here in just a minute. So if you're out there and you're listening, you can call into the show to receive a numerology reading. The number to call in would be 347-945-7934, and I'm going to ask the angels to please work and bring listeners to our line right now because there was a major technical issue. So I'm going to get Kathleen on the line. And again, if you'd like to get a reading, you can call in right now. So I'm going to get Kathleen on the line here, okay? And we're going to talk to you about numerology. Okay, so let me call her right now. Calling.
Hello?
Hi, Kathleen. It's Ron. Wow, so there were some major technical difficulties. I mean, you probably heard I was hearing, like, the show come back again. It was playing, like, double playback. The mic got disconnected, and then the show got, like, canceled for some reason. So it was a major lesson for all of us in going with the flow and trusting that everything will work itself out. So I had to actually create the show again. I created the show a second time, and I dialed into on the phone. Before I was using my microphone, now I'm using the phone. So it's a little bit low-key. But I recreated the show, and it's already live on the air right now. We're live on the air. So it's on for another 50 minutes. And I was telling the listeners that if they want to call in and receive a reading, they can call in. The number would be 347-945-7934. So we have a show today about numerology, and my guest speaker today is Kathleen Lamoureux. You've already hearing her speak. She's amazing. I love her. She's my friend, and she has been doing numerology for 20 years. She's an expert numerologist. She's also an intuitive. She is a wonderful, all-around great person. So thanks for being on the show, Kathleen.
Thank you, Ron. I appreciate the opportunity to be on your show and share my love and passion for numerology and numbers in general.
Awesome. So I just want to ask you, because this is something that that I've been curious about, and there's so many different divination tools out there. You know, there's tarot, and some people use scrying or crystals. What makes numerology such a great tool, like, for reading? Like, what is it about numerology?
Well, what's so great about numerology is that it actually comes from six core numbers from your date of birth and your name. You have three numbers from your name and three numbers from your date of birth, and they basically represent certain aspects of you. It's like a personality profile in six core numbers. So you get a lot of insight to who you are just through those six numbers. There are a lot of numbers in a numerology chart, but those are the main ones that will really help you understand yourself. And when I start explaining it, you basically have that aha moment that you understand, oh yeah, that's why I do this, or why that's why this is happening.
Got it. Awesome. So what got you into numerology? What was it that fascinated you about it?
Well, my fiance passed away, and I was sad, and I went to the store one day, and this book literally fell off the shelf, and it was a book on numerology by Dusty Bunker, The Divine Triangle. And
wow.
I started reading it, and I just, really liked what it was telling me. And I bought it and took it home, and that's how I started to, sort of dabble into numerology. And I just started studying it on a regular basis, and I started doing everybody's numbers, and it started to make sense the more I understood it and the more I did it.
Awesome. So I'm really happy to have you on the show, and I know there's a lot of people who are interested in numerology. The phone lines are already lighting up, so we're going to have a great show for you guys today. And if you dialed in to the first show, again, I apologize for the technical difficulties that happen sometimes. You know, we live in a digital age, and sometimes things can happen. So I appreciate you calling back in to be a part of the show. Now, Kathleen had wanted to share with you all some of the numerology insights for the month of September and the energy that's coming up, correct?
Correct, Ron. Basically, let's just look at today's date, okay, and then we'll dissect the month of September. So today's date is September 5th, 2015, and those numbers have three layers. First of all, it's the fifth day of the year, and five is the number of change. It's about flexibility, freedom, being resourceful. It's a number of movements, you know, it's such as traveling or moving, for example. So, you know, some of you people out there might be thinking about moving or moving today. It's also, you know, a very, can be a chaotic and unstable and challenging vibration, because if you look at the number five, it sits on a rocker and it can go either way. So things may not be that steady today, and, you know, so you have to find balance where there's imbalance. And Ron and I just experienced that, you know, with trying to get on the show. So, you know, a little bit of chaos, okay? So that's really normal with the number five. Now, the second thing, if you look at today's date and you add the whole date up, September 5th, 2015, 9 plus 5 plus 2 plus 0 plus 1 plus 5, you get the number 22. So it's really a very special day because it's a master vibration number. 22 is a master vibration. There's 3, 11, 22, and 33. And master numbers are very powerful and add an extra boost of energy to the universal energies. So today is a great day to do something big that you've been wanting to do or create in your life or your personal life or your career, for example. So something really huge and of value can happen today. Now, 22 is the vibration of building something of value and making a difference in your life and the life of others. And it's also important to remember that 22 reduces to the single-digit number of 4. And that's a secondary vibration or layer, and 4 is the number of the earth, and it rules things like property, real estate, housing. So this is a good day to deal with, you know, to buy property or to do construction in your home, for example.
That's
and
awesome.
It's also a very serious number, and it requires a lot of hard work. So it's a day to get serious and get down to business. You want to take care of things that need to get done. You know, you don't want to be, you know, slacking or putting things off. So it's a good day to sign contracts, for example, or to take possession of something that you just purchased. Now, the last layer of today's date is that 2015 adds up to the number 8. So the whole year of 2015 represents working on money, finances, and power issues. And 8 is also a karmic debt number as well. So as the saying goes, what you have sown, ye shall reap. So you want to make sure that the seeds that you're planting are really good ones. And you can get more insights about my predictions for 2015 if you go to my blog and start searching, do a search for 2015 in the categories, and Ron can give you the address later.
Yeah, absolutely.
But basically, we're going to talk about September. You know, September, the month of September, you know, the date has two layers because it's not just one date. So, you know, basically, September vibrates to the numbers 9 and the number 8. And the theme all month long is, you know, compassion confronting authority. So let me break it down. It's the month of 9 because we're in the 9th month of the year, and it's also a 17-8 universal month. 9 plus 8, you know, you're adding the month of September, 9 plus 8 world year, you get the number 17, which reduces to the number 8. So the number 9 is the number of a humanitarian, and it's the number that likes to help people, you know, whether it be a family member, a friend, or helping in a huge way, like volunteering for the Red Cross, for example. The key word this month is humanitarian and getting involved. And the 8 represents money issues, authority, and power. And it plunges itself into business and financial deals. But 9 and 8 create a conflicting vibration, you know, because both of these vibrations operate and are motivated differently, you know. In numerology, you know, there are numbers that are compatible or comfortable with each other, or there are numbers that are challenging. And in this month, a 9-8 vibration is in what I call the red zone. So there's going to be difficult and challenging aspects that are in store for all of us, you know, relating to, you know, a humanistic approach. So overall on the world stage and personally, it's going to be challenging and difficult with this 9-8 vibration. Some sort of upheaval could be possible that could affect millions of people because 9 rules the universal spiritual law of cause and effect. But the main focus this month is, you know, to focus on compassion, kindness, and keeping and letting go. You want to keep what works and you want to let go of what doesn't. Because in numerology, the number one is the beginning and number 9 is the ending. So September is an ending month. It's a month of transition. So, you know, things come to a head, things come full circle. You know, you can manifest what you began 9 months ago in January, which was a month of 1. Things have come full circle, you know, in the month of 9, because we're going to start over in October, because it's the 10th month, 1 + 0 is 1. So as part of a conclusion of this ending cycle in September, you know, we're collectively being led to finish things up, you know, in order to prepare for, you know, a new cycle that begins next month, a 1 cycle. So the general rule of thumb in September is to finish up what you started in January. You want to keep what's working and you want to let go of what's not working. And that includes friends, friendships, relationships, business endeavors, money issues, property, et cetera, whatever it is for you, your motto should be out with the old and in with the new.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, those are great insights. And, you know, before the show, guys, I kind of sat out in meditation and I was asking the angels what they would like us to know about the energy coming up ahead. And repetitively, I was hearing, you know, prepare for change, prepare for change. So it's really interesting that you said 5 is the number of change, because that's
right.
what I'm getting. And I'm really getting the message that this winter coming up is going to be particularly a cold winter, because I keep seeing like a winter coat. And I decided that in order to kind of get some more messages, I like to work with the Oracle cards, and I worked with today medicine cards. They're Native American medicine cards, and the animal that wants to work with us is the rabbit. Now, what's really interesting is I had to look it up because I don't know a lot about rabbit, but rabbit's about fear.
Fear and humanity. Yeah,
It's about
I love
fear.
That.
And it's really just about, like, basically what you resist persists. So in other words, you know, if you find that you're afraid of these changes that are happening in your personal life or the world around you, that, you know, fear is normal, but what do you do with that fear, right? If you continue, if that's the energy you're putting out, that's what you will create in your life. So there's going to be some things happening in our planet, like you said, that might be seem chaotic or may seem difficult for many of us, but it's important to feel the fear that you feel and to breathe it and to let it go into Mother Earth so that it doesn't consume you, because fear is the opposite of love, and we are all beings of light and love and inspiration. And, you know, that's what we want to continue to focus on in the times ahead. So it's really interesting that we share that same insight, but yours is through numbers, but mine was through tarot. So there are different ways of approaching the same information, and there's other forms of divination as well, you know, and we can talk about that on a different show. But I think it's really interesting that the numbers will give you the same insight. So speaking of numbers, guys, what we're going to do is we're going to take your calls in just a moment. And I do not have a call screener. So I will say your area code, and you'll be on the air. And we're just going to ask you a few questions about yourself. I think your name, your date of birth. And Kathleen, the expert numerologist, that's I like to call her, she will dive in and give you some insights into your into what you need to know at this moment. She'll dive right in. And if the angels want to give me anything to add to you, whether they want me to pull a card or just a message, I will definitely share that with you. So it's sort of a combination of numbers and angels and fun and tarot, and we're going to have a great time today. So I want to thank you guys all for joining us today. Again, I apologize for the previous episode that had some technical difficulties. So if you're just joining in, I see the phone lines are lighting up here. So I would like to get to the first call. You're calling from area code 917. I'm going to get you on the line here and make sure this works. Hi, welcome to the show. Hello?
That's disgusting.
Hello?
Oh.
Okay. Yeah. I'm going to get to somebody else here because that one didn't. I'm going to go to area code 206. I'm going to get you on the line. Hello? This is area code 206. You're on the air here.
Hi. Can you hear me?
I can definitely hear you. Thanks for calling in the show. How are you?
Hi. I'm great. How are you?
Oh, fantastic. Can we get your name?
Yes, Austin.
Hi, Austin.
Hi, Austin.
Hi.
So we're
Austin,
doing...
what's your name?
Yeah, go ahead.
Oh, go ahead. Sorry.
I was going to say, we're doing numerology reading, so yeah, she needs to get your date of birth.
Okay, October 16th, 1966.
Okay. Okay, so Austin, you basically are a three life path. And basically, you know, life path is really important, you know, because, you know, it is, you know, it shows how you came in when you were born, and it represents your main lesson in life and your direction of growth. And it's a cosmic gift that, you know, was given to you to accomplish your destiny. So, you know, there's two really important numbers in your six core numbers, and that's your life path and your destiny. And it's, your life path number represents what comes naturally to you without any training. It's a source of power to be dependent upon and drawn upon. And the life path represents the stock on hand. It's what you are, while the destiny is the business to be established through the life path. And as a life path three, you know, you entered this life path to communicate and create. So, you're probably very creative. Self-expression is really necessary for your happiness. You know, it's the number that, you know, you came here to create joy, and it's about communication, self-expression, being inspirational and being joyful. And, you know, you are a social butterfly, you know, kind of person that likes parties and social activity. Does that make sense?
Yes, yeah.
Okay.
Makes sense.
Okay, so, and then we have something called an attitude number, and your attitude number is an 8. So you basically like to be in charge of things, and you don't like to be told what to do. You really, you know, you prefer, you know, your attitude is really, you know, how you project yourself and how other people, you know, how they perceive you. And you basically don't like to be told what to do. You really prefer working for yourself and doing things your own way. And sometimes you can come off a little, like you have to really work on your bedside manner because you have to really work on your delivery. Does that make sense?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So, yeah. And then 8, yeah. And then your life path is a 3 and your attitude number is an 8. And there's a little bit of a, you know, a challenge number there because some numbers are compatible with each other and some numbers create a challenge. So you want to find the balance in, you know, the difference between 3 and 8 is 5, and that's the number of change. And then your birthday number is that you were born on the 16th, correct?
Correct.
Yeah, okay, so basically 1 plus 6 equals 7. So your birthday number represents some sort of a talent. Basically, you know, you're very mysterious, and you like to study and take things apart. You like to analyze things to the nth degree, and you also need a little bit of space.
That's very true.
Okay. And then if we take your basically we're born 10/16 plus, you know, you add that to the world year of 8. So 1 plus 7 plus 8. Okay. So, okay, interestingly enough, 8. Okay, you're in a 7 personal year. So a 7 personal year is not about, you know, making a lot of change. You know, it's basically about going within and reflection, okay? So it's, okay. You know, you're trying to discover yourself this year. So, you know, the experience of this year is to embrace the power of faith, and you want to listen to your inner voice. So you want to go within and, you know, so you can perfect your inner self. So all year long, basically, you know, you've been in that introspective and seeking mode. And, you know, it's really not a year to work on relationships or making any kind of, you know, materialistic pursuits. It's a year to go within, you know, deep inside and refocus your energies and work on your inner self. And, you know, so that's where it's happening this year. This energy is just about to shift. So, you know, because it's basically September. By the end of October, you're going to start feeling the shift, and you're going to be moving away from this 7 personal year to an 8 personal year, and you're going to, you know, go more into your power. So the point is to go out into nature, you know, to be near water, you know, discover your spiritual side, you know, have faith, you have to trust, It's about solitude, introspection, and perfecting your inner self. That's what's going on this year. Or for you.
Okay. And that's the year that's just ending, so not the year coming up.
Well, that's what's going on right now in 2015. You're in a seven personal year. Let's see. So basically, I mean, if you've been sort of feeling like alone and isolated, that's why. And then to compound that, this month in September, you're also in, because September just, came in, but you're also in a personal month of seven. So basically that energy is really going to be intensified, this month in particular, for this year, because you've got a seven personal year, a seven personal month, and that intensifies that energy. So you're going to, people are going to think that you're really standoffish when that's really not the case. It's more about you just really trying to find what it is that you want to do. You're seeking something. You need change, and in order sometimes to get change, you have to really go within and really be by yourself and really contemplate. And this is where you strengthen your spiritual foundation by strengthening the core of your inner self when you go within. So if you've been wondering and questioning who you are and where you're going or what you're doing, that's what's going on. And it's going to be even more intense this month. So meditation, yoga, breathing techniques, get into nature, get near water. Those are the things you need to do.
That's a great reading, Kathleen. Yeah.
Yeah, definitely keeps coming up.
Okay, so, great. Okay, so basically the point is to go to be and to do those things that will help you find the answers to the meaning of your life again, okay? It's just basically, you got to let go of materialistic desires or any kind of artificial pursuits. And then when you let in the growing awareness of your spiritual belief, then that's when you grow as a person. And your power is going to come back in January.
Okay. Yay. Thank you.
Okay, awesome. Yeah, you're so welcome.
Thanks for calling in, Austin. I really appreciate it. I'm going to have a wonderful weekend, okay? Enjoy the nice three-day weekend that we have, right?
I will. Thank you.
All right, no problem. Okay, Kathleen, we're going to go to somebody calling from, let's go to 910. I'm going to get you on the line. Hi, welcome to the show. There? Okay, we got music, which is weird.
Yeah, I hear music.
Okay, let's go to somebody else. Let's go to 951. We're going to get 951 on the line here. Hi, welcome to the show. Are you there?
Hi there. Hello,
hi.
Can you hear me?
I can hear you just fine. Manuel?
Hi. Yes.
Hi, Manuel.
Hi, Manuel.
Welcome to the show. Can we get your date of birth?
May 1st, 1957.
May 1st, 1957.
Okay. So I'm going to calculate your life path number. So, Manuel, you are a one life path, okay? So you really like to, you entered this earth plane as somebody who likes to really be in control and charge of your life, right?
Yes.
You need to, you entered this life plane to initiate things, okay? You like to lead the way. You like to be in charge of things. You're very individualistic, and you desire and demand your independence. And you can't be with people who are too clingy. And, so the need for personal attainment gets you where you want to be, and it's a driving force, do you work for yourself? Manuel?
Yes.
Do you work for yourself? You do.
I'm on disability now.
Okay. Okay.
Can you change her?
Yeah.
So you're okay, so you're on disability right now all year long?
Well, just for the last 3 months.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Okay, so let's see where you're at. Oh, okay, that would make sense. If you take your date of birth 5/1 and you add it to the universal year, you are in a personal year of 5. So 5 is all about, change. And that's your experience this year is all about change. that's what's going on with you. So basically, you know, you have to, you know, sort of rely more on spontaneity and change and unpredictability. If you heard me earlier, we were talking about the, today is the fifth day of the month. And, you know, number five is a very unpredictable number. So, it's, you know, it's really sort of a rock and roll, hang on to your the seat of your pants kind of year for you. You know, it's very unpredictable. So that's what's going on for you this year.
Okay.
And then you're basically, you have an attitude number of six, and six is, all, you know, an attitude number of six is somebody that really enjoys being around family, and, you know, it's all about, you know, it's a nurturing number, okay? So, you know, it's basically you really like to be around family. Are you surrounded by a large family?
No, I just have a brother.
Okay, but your family is important to you, right?
Yes.
Okay. But I think the main thing for you right now, Manuel, is that your five personal year, that's what's going on. And if we add your five personal year to the month of September, you've got the same thing going on. So basically, you've got more change going on. And it adds up, 5 and 9 add up to the number 14. And 14 represents, you know, the loss of freedom. So that would make sense in relationship to where you are in disability.
Oh.
Is it a physical disability?
Yes, I was out in the heat here, so I have a number of things. I was out in 116-degree heat for day after day, and, you know, it's not so fun.
Okay, so that affected your health?
Yes.
Okay. So, all right. So, are you? What are the doctor? Are you under the care of a good doctor, or maybe a naturopathic doctor?
You know, I'm at the doctor they assigned me to. So, you know, I'm not, you know, under a holopathic. I'm not under a holopathic doctor.
Okay. Well, I think the angels are telling me that, you know, you need to stay in your power and that you need to find, you know, harmony within the situation. It's a time for you just to, you know, there's a lot of change going on around you and it's not really very stable vibration this month or this whole entire year. So, you know, the angels are telling me for you to, you know, be at peace with the situation and to find power and just sitting back and, you know, finding inner peace. And, you know, finding serenity with that situation.
Okay.
Ron, do you have any insight?
Manuel, that I also kind of feel that, you know, affirmations would be important for you. Do you know what affirmations are, Manuel?
It's actually Nathaniel.
Nathaniel?
Nathaniel, we're so sorry. Okay.
Thank you. Yeah. Yes, I've worked over at Paramahansa Yogananda's church, and they have several wonderful affirmations there.
Okay, because I was guided to tell you that the affirmation, something about affirmations is important for you, either affirming, you know, your health, affirming your wealth, affirming your joy, all that, and, you know, just seeing yourself as exactly who it is that you want to be. You know, you're very good at going with the flow and what's happening to you, but I think where you're guided to right now is to take more control of the situation and change it into something that you would really like for it to be, because you don't have to be in a place that doesn't feel comfortable for you. If you want to change that around, you can definitely do that. It's just maybe you haven't quite made that choice. You know, you have free will, but affirming to yourself that, you know, like, I am in perfect health, all is well, I am financially secure, everything that it is that you're trying to get into, that you want in your life, just affirming that will help to bring that manifest into your life. So there's something interesting about, you know, the manifestations and the affirmations. But I drew a card for you from Doreen Virtue's Archangel Raphael deck, and Raphael is the healing angel. And the message for you was recovery. So, like, that's a good message for you about, you know, things are going to get better. It's just seeing yourself as getting better and pushing yourself into the direction that's going to bring you the most joy for yourself, because you might find sometimes that you might feel, you know, stuck or not sure where to go. It's always the one that brings you the most joy and the most passion in your life, okay? And it's important for you to forgive yourself, forgive others, and to know that everyone's done the best they can with what they were given, including yourself. You've done the best that you could do. And, you know, and you're getting lots of help, lots of resources to assist you. It's just moving forward in a direction, because there's a part of you that feels scared of how to move forward. But you're being guided to take some type of action, and just it's the action that brings you the most joy. So just listen to what your heart is telling you, what brings you the most joy and the most passion is what will is the path that you want to follow. Okay.
And Nathaniel, if I could interject, I have an affirmation for the life path. Your life path is one, and the affirmation for that is, I leave the past behind without regret, and I embrace all that is new.
I love
okay,
that.
Yeah. No regrets, and all is new.
Yeah. Embracing it because you're in a year and a month of change. So everything is different now.
Yeah.
And that ties in with what Ron was saying about the affirmations and trusting and, you know, money affirmations and that everything's going to be okay.
Mm-hmm. Well, awesome. Well, thank you both so much. Thank you.
Oh, absolutely. Thank you so much. And we apologize, we got your name wrong. It sounded Manuel, so we got Nathaniel. Okay, but we want to thank you for calling in and know that, you know, we're going to continue to send positive energy to you and praying that, you know, you'll be on your feet and doing well and everything's going to be great. So
thank you so much
for calling in, okay? Have a wonderful day. Absolutely.
You too, bye-bye.
All right, Kathleen, we're going to get to our next call. You ready?
Okay.
All right. Let's see. Where should I go? I'm going to go down. I don't know if we had you on the line. 916? I don't think we did yet. 916, are you there?
Yes. Hello.
Hi. Welcome to the show.
Yeah.
How are you?
I always follow you. I'm doing great.
Who am I speaking with?
Nancy.
Oh, hi,
Nancy.
Hi.
It's such a pleasure to have you on the show. And, you know, we're doing numerology readings. Kathleen's amazing. So we have your name. We just need your date of birth. And
okay.
She can do her number thing, that magic number stuff that she does.
Okay. It's 8251.
Okay. Okay, Nancy, you are an 8 life path, okay? And your birthday is 2. So, you know, your birthday number represents some talent you have. You're really very, you know, very sensitive. You know, you get your feelings hurt a little bit. So you got to be careful of that. But your attitude is that, you know, you really, sometimes you don't care. You know, you have a good head on your shoulders and things just sort of wash off. So that's something that is good. But your life path number, you came in with a life path of 8 and you entered this life plane to learn how to handle money, to handle financial issues, understand authority figures and to come into your own power. So you came here to learn the art of business and the handling of your financial affairs. So, but if anyone's resourceful, it's the 8 life path because you know how to direct and coordinate, you know, any kind of business endeavors, you know, or your business matters. You know how to take control and take command of, you know, of any situation, especially if you're in a challenging situation. But the challenge is to learn to be patient for an 8 life path and to learn to listen to other people. To other people without, being a little bit overbearing. You've got to be an 8 and the 1. Careful in your chart. Hello?
Hello? I can't hear you very well.
Oh, yeah?
No, it's breaking
out. It's kind of cutting out for you, hon.
I am cutting out, Ron?
There you go. Yeah, that's better.
Okay, I'm so sorry. So, Nancy, basically, we're going to take a look at your personal year number. So you are in a 9 personal year right now. Can you hear me now?
Yes, I can.
Okay. So this month and this year, you're in a 9 personal, in a 9 personal year and a 9 personal month. So basically, a 9 personal year, the experience this year is to focus on letting go and holding on to what is not working for you. Basically, your personal year number and your personal month number really ties in with the universal month of nine of September. So basically, the main focus is you want to get rid of what's not working and you want to keep, you know, what does work. So you've been in it, you're at the end of a nine-year cycle. So, you know, 9 years ago you were in a one cycle, and the one cycle is starting over in new beginnings. And then by the time you get to a nine cycle, it's an ending cycle, and it's working on completion. It's working on releasing and transforming yourself. It's like, you know, the butterfly that has transformed itself in the cocoon, okay? So you've arrived at the end of a nine-year cycle. And it represents everything that you've worked on, you know, during the last 8 years. You know, what you've set into motion, you know, back in 2007 is bearing fruit now in some way. So, but if you haven't sown your seeds properly, you know, you'll have to go back to the drawing board next year and get rid of what doesn't work. But you're being offered an opportunity to keep what does work and let go of what doesn't. So do you feel like things are on track for you or off track?
Actually, I'm doing a lot of inner purging. So I'm letting go of more emotional and past issues.
Perfect. Perfect. See, that's what makes sense, okay? So basically, you know, you're on track. You know, it doesn't have to be, have to let physical things, you know, but letting go of you're doing inner work. And that's really great because, you know, number nine is the number of people and of understanding yourself. You know, nine is the number of helping people, but what you're doing with this purging is you're helping yourself. So, you know, when you get rid of things come out of you. Basically, you have a lot of opportunity to bring new things in. So you're basically nurturing your body. So, you know, it's important for you to remember that for every ending, you know, there's a new beginning. And next year, you know, you're going to be in a one-year cycle. So, you know, this is a great experience for you and, you know, where you're breaking free all year long and this month as well.
Great.
Okay.
Okay.
That's okay. Awesome. I hope that helps you, Nancy.
It did. Okay.
It's just interesting to see it from a numbers perspective, you know, and how accurate it is. It's like it just blows my mind.
Well, it's really interesting. You know, Ron, really, numerology mirrors astrology and the tarot. It really does. So, you know, let's just take the number. You know, the number six is about love and family relationships. And in the tarot, what card is it?
The Lovers, right?
Hello? Yes, the Lovers.
Hello?
Did you hear that? Okay. So basically, so it represents the Lovers. So I think it's really fascinating that all three of these modalities, they tie in and they commingle. Yeah. You know, so, you know, that's why it's just so astrologically and numerically.
Absolutely, absolutely. Thanks for calling in, Nancy. It's a pleasure to have you on the show again. And
thank you, Ron.
Just have a wonderful weekend.
Okay.
Thank you, Nancy. Have a great year.
Yeah, thank you.
Okay. All right, so let's go down to our next call. Kathleen, okay, we're going to go to area code 631. And, there you go. There it is. 631, we're going to get you on the line. Hi, welcome to the show. Can you hear us? Hello?
They're not connecting.
Okay, there's a lot of technical difficulty. Hi.
Hey, how you doing?
Welcome to the show. Can you hear us okay?
Yep.
We're doing numerology readings with Kathleen, and we just need to get your name and your date of birth.
It's Don.
Don,
D-O-N. Hi, Don.
Hi. And it's September 11, 1968.
Okay,
your birthday's coming up in a week. Wow.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Next Saturday, right?
It's Friday, right? I think it's Friday.
Yeah, exactly.
Wow, and that's just got to be so frustrating in a way, having the same birthday as, you know, 9/11. I'm sure that was not a pleasant day for you.
Not even a little.
Yeah.
But you know the great thing that I see, Don, when I see 9/11, 1968, first of all, you're an innate lifestyle. But 9, you know, that's like, you know, 9/11. You know, you're like the person that people go to
Oh, yeah, without a doubt.
Isn't that the case?
Mm-hmm, without a doubt.
Yeah. And then basically, 9 plus 11, you know, basically 11 reduces to 2. It comes down to another 11. So basically, the number 11 is one of the master numbers in numerology. So you're very, very intuitive, and you're divinely guided. So I hope that you're paying attention to your intuition, because it really is working for you. You know, because your birthday number is 11, so it's very visible. But you also have it. It's also something that probably needs to be developed just a little bit more.
Mm-hmm.
And then number 11 reduces to the number 2, and twos are the fixers, you know. So two, people are going to come to you with their problems. So, and I'm sure it sounds like that people do that, right?
Yes,
So basically, you know, it's you're like the mediator, you know. So you really have really good qualities of being the diplomat, and and helping others' problems. But your life path number is an 8. Okay, so basically, our last caller had the same life path, and so you have this life plane to, you know, it's all to work on your money and financial issues. Money slips through your fingers, you know, it's you have to really work on that, or maybe you're making a lot of money, but you have to be able to handle it. So it's the art of making money, and the art of, you know, business and your financial affairs. And also, you know, how you direct and coordinate, you know, your business, plans, and taking control and taking command of your situation. If you take the number 8, the 8 in the tarot ties in with the Strix card in the tarot. So it's basically, it's a woman that's walking side by side with a lion, and she and the lion is not changed, and there's no fear. So basically, if you... to make sure that you understand and understand your personal power without using it.
Mm-hmm.
Hello?
Yeah, I think what's happening is that I think you're on a cell phone, so it's kind of like chopping up a little bit when you're talking. We're getting your message, but it was a little bit choppy towards the end there. But the gist of it's coming through.
Okay, I'm sorry, so sorry.
It's
Ryan.
It happens sometimes, yeah.
Okay. So, Don? Don,
is he there?
Can you hear me?
I think he got disconnected. Oh my, what is going on today?
You know, it's pretty retrograde. I mean, we're going into like on the 17th, right?
I don't know, but it's like there's
it's
been
like
so many technical difficulties today. It's a bizarre, like it's never happened to me before.
Well, there's that 5 vibration. You know, it's a chaos.
Yeah. I mean, it's just, it's hysterical. It's like, why is this happening? But we're going to keep pressing, guys. And we got time maybe for one more reading, Kathleen, and then we can kind of share some information. And maybe what I could do is a quick tarot reading, and we can just talk about your talk about your website and things along those lines. So we got someone calling. I'm going to try this one more time from 201. Good. I'm going to get
so
to
you're
the line.
So you're going to do a tarot reading, right?
Yeah.
Hello?
You there?
Okay.
Hi.
Yep. Hi. How
Welcome
are you?
Welcome to the show. We're excited
you.
To have you on. Can we get your name?
Yep. It's Jamila. I talked to you like one other time or twice.
Have you?
Before.
What is it again?
Yeah, I emailed you to Jamila.
Oh, Jamila. Oh, yes. Okay.
Jamila.
Hi. Welcome.
Thanks.
Jamila, can we get your date of birth on?
Yeah, it's 9/20/79.
We got a lot of September birthdays.
Mm-hmm.
It's September 20th, 1979.
Yeah. Okay, got that.
I'm sorry, what did you say?
Your name is Tamila?
It's
no,
Jamila.
It's Jamila. Mm-hmm. With a J.
Oh, thank you. So sorry.
No problem.
Okay. Let's see. Okay, so you are a one path. So you are this life path to be in charge of things. You're take charge kind of girl. You like to lead the way. You know, purge thing. You know, very individualistic. You actually could, you know, own your own company or business. So, and you do, you know, desire, and, you know, you need a lot of independence. You need a lot of space. Does that make sense?
In some ways, yes. It really, I did just move a lot, yeah. That does, and the independence, I'm, like, really coming into that now, so that does make sense.
Oh, yes, you're coming into independence. Okay, that's great. The other thing, too, is you have an attitude number, so, you know, if you actually have, it comes up to the number 11, and so you need to develop your intuition. It's hidden, but if you are thinking about, you know, maybe working with your intuition in some way, it's hidden right now, but it wants to come out.
Okay.
Yeah. So you want to pay attention to your intuition, because it's sort of latent, but it really wants to come out and be developed. But let's take a look at what's going on with you this year. Okay. All right. So you basically are also in a your life path is a one. You're in a personal year of one as well. So basically, you know, this year you came into, the experience this year is one of independence and forging your own way. It's basically, you know, staying on track with, you know, things that you started, you know, or that ended last year and it starts this year.
Mm-hmm.
New beginnings and planting new seeds. So, you know, it's the beginning of a 9-year cycle. So it's, you know, it's about strategizing and, you know, coming up with, you know, what it is you want to do with yourself. And your affair all year long shouldn't have been or be directed towards making you start and setting for yourself. And, you know, this year, you know, is the momentum of the next 9 years. So when you start the first year, you know, when you start the cycle in a 1 year, basically it's like everything's shiny and bright, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So things are going to start slowing down for you, you know, like right around October, because you're going to go into a 2-personal year in January. But, you know, this year, you know, all year long, it's like a lot of quick and fast energy, and it's time to say that again.
Oh, no, I was just saying, okay, yeah, I'm like hearing you. Go ahead.
So basically, you know, this year has been, there's been a lot of quick and fast energy. And, you know, it's, you know, in January when this started, it was time for you to let go of the past. You know, it's about taking massive and colossal action. So if you want to make some change, this year is the year to take that action. You have to take massive action to really get going. So if you're itching to do something or try something new, you know, this is the year that you can make it happen. You can make a mark for yourself. And, you know, it's intensified this month because you're also in a 1-personal month, okay? So, you have a new agenda. You've got really good intention. So, you know, it's having, you know, vision of, you know, your vision is 2020. So as you prepare, you know, for the year ahead and you're working on all your projects, you want to keep in mind the total vision that will take you into the next 9 years.
Okay.
Okay.
It's so interesting, Kathleen, because as you were talking, I was shuffling a deck of cards, the unicorn cards from Doreen Virtue, and I drew a card that says, finish what you've started. It says you've started something important, and now it's time to complete it. So it's like exactly what she was saying.
Yeah.
Right. So basically, are you trying to make some sort of a change this year? Are you trying to, you know, like do something different? Or step out of your comfort zone.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Anyway. Yeah. For sure.
So you have to be, in order to do that. You actually have to be really clear about what it is you want and where you're going. You have to be really crystal, and then that's when you can manifest your deepest desires. So you want to be true to your. You want to be true to your fundamental core beliefs, and ask yourself, what is it that I truly desire? So you want to focus, you know, and you want to affirm this year, focus on what you want and get what you want. You want to be forward thinking and you want to create yourself in a really distinct way. You really want to make a difference this year because it's the beginning of a 9-year cycle. So how do you set this year up? It's how you're going to go into the next 8 years after, you know, when you go starting in 2016, you're going to be in a 2-personal year. So things are going to slow down next year. So you really, you know, use the speed of 2015. It's in your corner. And it's intensified in the month of September. And then Ron just pulled that card, you know, about finishing up. And remember, September is the month of nine, so it's about completion and, you know, finishing up things before you take on new projects. Okay?
Okay.
So plant your seeds. All right?
Okay, well.
And remember,
your affirmation
is I leave the past behind. Oh, no, yeah, excuse me. I leave the past behind without regret, and I embrace all that is new. That's the affirmation for the life path of one.
Okay, for sure. Thank you. I really appreciate that.
You're so welcome.
Camila, it's nice to very pleased to have you on the show. Okay, have a wonderful weekend. So, Kathleen, you're reading these affirmations. I know you had said you're coming out with an oracle deck of cards that has affirmations. Can you talk about that?
Yeah, I'm in the process of creating a deck called 31 Cosmic Days of Inspiration. And they're based on, you know, the 31 days of the month and the life path numbers. And there's an affirmation with each day. So, for example,
okay.
Ron, yours is 5. Your life path is 5. You know, we talked about that at the show.
Yeah.
And, it's the affirmation for you is I adjust to changes and I move forward without hesitation.
Interesting. That's so true. So
it
blows my mind how accurate that is. Sounds great. How can people get your deck? Is it available through Amazon, or how would they purchase it?
It won't be ready until the end of October. But they can purchase it at my website. I'm at www.numerologycoachkathleen.com.
Mm-hmm.
And I also have a free ebook called The Secret of Nine. So you can send an email to the numbers coach 123@gmail.com and you put the word free ebook in the subject box. And I also have 2 free newsletters. It's called this, the first one, it comes out every Monday. It's called This Week in Numerology. And the first of each month, I have a newsletter called Your Personal Monthly Forecast. And you can send an email to the same email, the numbers coach 123@gmail.com, and you put the word newsletters in the subject box, and you will be on my mailing list. So free ebook, Journey of Nine,
mm-hmm.
and two free newsletters.
And you're going to be at the Crystal Fair in October, right? Is that correct?
Yes,
okay.
That is. Thank you, Ron.
So where's that going to be at?
Okay, that's going to be
area,
at
in the San Francisco Bay Area.
Yeah, it's at the Civic Center. You just want to go to the crystalfair.com, and the information is on there. But the dates are October 10th and 11th.
Okay.
And
if someone wants
to
get a professional reading with you, they just go to your website, Numerology.
NumerologyCoachKathleen.com, and in the menu bar it says book a numerology reading.
And I have the link also on the episode page, guys, so you can click it on there, and you can get more information about Kathleen, and you can get a professional reading with her. I've had a professional reading with her, and I will tell you she's amazing. She's doing mini readings with you guys today, but the amount of information that comes forth with her numbers and her intuition, when it all kicks in together, it'll blow your mind. And she's very intuitive, and she's a very kind person, a gentle person, and I think you'll love to have a reading with her, so I highly recommend that. I thought what we could do, since we have about 5 minutes left, let's do this, because I wanted to actually pull some cards, but I thought we should do maybe a meditation. Are you down for meditation?
Yes.
Okay, I want to put on some meditation music, and I thought we could just end the show, like we'll do a quick centering and focusing and setting our intention for the rest of the week and kind of clearing whatever this weird techie stuff was that's been going on today, because that was pretty bizarre.
I don't know.
It was bizarre. We rolled with it. We made it happen. So it's kind of funny. So wherever you are, guys, I just find a comfortable place to relax, and I'm going to put on some meditation music, and we'll get into a meditation. Okay.
Okay.
So where is it? Where it is. Thank you. Okay, so wherever you are, we're all going to take a deep breath in and then out. Breathe in and then out. And just become aware of your feet. Feel your feet being planted firmly on the ground. And your connection to the earth that supports us, nurtures us, gives us life. And what we want to do now is we're going to pretend that we are in a circle and we're all holding hands. And in this circle, our heart energy is beaming out to the center, so all our hearts join together as a beam of one heart. And that love energy, that heart energy, gives back to us tenfold. And it's like a bright star that's shining up in the sky. And that light shines down now, and it comes inside our heads and dissolves any negative energy, any worries, frustration, anger, just dissolves it through us. Beautiful. And I see Archangel Raphael here sending his emerald green energy to continue to heal us. We are sending our healing energy now to the planet, any place in this planet right now that needs healing. We are sending this energy there. And anything that we feel like we need to release right now, we're going to let it go. And know that the angels are there to take it from you. Any worries and troubles about finances, about relationships, life purpose, know that that has been taken care of. Your prayers have been heard. And see yourself now succeeding in everything that it is that you're wanting in your life. It will be made manifest for you. And we're asking Archangel Michael to come near us now and to cut any cords, anyone that we are attached to or connected to that is not in our highest good. Any situation, any person, any place, anything, in all directions of time. And that this radio show will continue to bring blessings to everyone. That any technical issues can be worked out, that we are protected. Awesome. Just kind of a short meditation that I just put that out there. I don't script that. We have a lot of interesting things coming up on the horizon. You know, September is going to be an interesting month in terms of energy. It's important that you go with the flow, guys. That was the lesson for today. We had to go with the flow. We had calls drop. We had technical difficulties up the wazoo. We went with it. We went with the flow, and we trusted that it's all going to work out in the highest good. That's the lesson. Okay, you have to understand there's a reason for everything. So if we did not get to your call, know that there's always a message for you. It's my intention that the show brings blessings to everyone, whether you listen live or whether you listen on playback. Again, Kathleen, her website is numerologycoachkathleen.com. She also is on Facebook. You're on Facebook also, right?
Yeah, and Twitter.
And Twitter, it's the same link, Numerology Coach Kathleen?
There's a link on my website to Twitter. Yeah.
Awesome.
It's Numerology Zone at Twitter. But I want to say something, Ron. You know, we're talking about today, you know, and having difficulties. We were talking about vibration. And so, you know, we had difficulty, you know, with the vibrations today. I think that's pretty interesting. Because numbers are part of the cosmos. Numbers are part of the cosmos, and they define our universe, and they carry a certain vibration that affects everything, people, places, and things. So the vibrations, it picked up the vibrations today.
Absolutely. And guys, I invite you to follow the show on Blog Talk Radio. You can keep up with new episodes. Next Saturday, I'll be doing angel readings for you. And I'm also working on some other shows coming up that are going to be some great shows, probably some sacred geometry shows and some other informative things on there. So as I tell you every week, all is well and all is love.